Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один.
Задание Б1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
I love reading. I read detective and spy stories, novels, and romantic and fantasy stories. If I'm stuck on a train or waiting for something and don't have anything to read, I feel terrible. So something that I spend a lot of money on would probably be books. I always buy a lot of books, magazines, and Reader's Digest, and I keep all of them at home. My mum says it's horrible. Also, lots of my money goes on audiobooks. I always share them with friends. It's kind of an exchange.
Speaker B.
Oh, you know, shiny things really attract me. Every time I have some extra money, I buy bracelets, rings, earrings, or necklaces. I wear them everywhere and every day. If I'm shopping somewhere and there is something flashy shining at me, I usually stop and look, and very often a salesperson can talk me into buying it. It's crazy, I know. I also love buying books, but I don't spend so much on them.
Speaker C.
I spend money mostly on going out, like going to restaurants or clubs and things like that. I am a party person. I love hanging out with friends. I don't actually buy a lot of things, like electronics, books, or CDs. I just spend money on going out with my friends, on food and drink for parties. I really love chatting, dancing, and making jokes.
Speaker D.
Something I probably spend too much on is clothes. I guess because I'm a girl, I think of shopping as a fun pastime, and I find it relaxing. Actually, I call it shopping therapy, to go and buy some new clothes. I often go alone. I don't need anyone to advise me. I'd say I love the process of choosing and buying things. It really makes me feel good.
Speaker E.
If I had the money I wanted, I would like to go and spend 2 weeks at every famous place on earth. I love traveling in comfort. Nowadays, it's very expensive. I read travel magazines and surf the internet for information about different tours, hotels, and sites. And now I know how I want to travel. That's what I'd spend my money on if I could.
Speaker F.
I usually don't spend that much money on anything like jewellery or clothes. But then, if there is one big expense, it is food. I like desserts, especially ice cream, So when I go out for dinner, I definitely have a dessert afterwards. I can't live without cakes, candies, chocolates and things like that. Who can?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I love reading. I read detective and spy stories, novels, and romantic and fantasy stories. If I'm stuck on a train or waiting for something and don't have anything to read, I feel terrible. So something that I spend a lot of money on would probably be books. I always buy a lot of books, magazines, and Reader's Digest. And I keep all of them at home. My mum says it's horrible. Also, lots of my money goes on audiobooks. I always share them with friends. It's kind of an exchange.
Speaker B.
Oh, you know, shiny things really attract me. Every time I have some extra money, I buy bracelets, rings, earrings, or necklaces. I wear them everywhere and every day. If I'm shopping somewhere and there is something flashy shining at me, I usually stop and look, and very often a salesperson can talk me into buying it. It's crazy, I know. I also love buying books, but I don't spend so much on them.
Speaker C.
I spend money mostly on going out, like going to restaurants or clubs and things like that. I am a party person. I love hanging out with friends. I don't actually buy a lot of things like electronics, books, or CDs. I just spend money on going out with my friends, on food and drink for parties. I really love chatting, dancing, and making jokes.
Speaker D.
Something I probably spend too much on is clothes. I guess because I'm a girl, I think of shopping as a fun pastime, and I find it relaxing. Actually, I call it shopping therapy. To go and buy some new clothes. I often go alone. I don't need anyone to advise me. I'd say I love the process of choosing and buying things. It really makes me feel good.
Speaker E.
If I had the money I wanted, I would like to go and spend 2 weeks at every famous place on earth. I love traveling in comfort. Nowadays, it's very expensive. I read travel magazines and surf the internet for information about different tours, hotels, and sites. And now I know how I want to travel. That's what I'd spend my money on if I could.
Speaker F.
I usually don't spend that much money on anything like jewellery or clothes. But then, if there is one big expense, it is food. I like desserts, especially ice cream, so when I go out for dinner, I definitely have a dessert afterwards. I can't live without cakes, candies, chocolates and things like that. Who can?
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1А7. Вы услышите телефонный разговор. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
English Language Center, how may I help you?
Yes, I've heard about your center from my classmate, and I'm calling to find out more information about your program. What kind of courses do you offer?
Well, first of all, the purpose of our program is to provide language learning opportunities for students who would like to master basic language skills, let's say for his or her job, or to study intensively to enter a U.S. college or university.
Okay. I'm calling for a friend who is interested in attending a U.S. university. Can my friend apply for the next semester?
Well, we start in March and always ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins.
All right. What is the tuition fee for a full-time student?
It's $2,030.
And how does one apply?
Well, we can send you an application and you can mail it back to us. Or you can fill out the application form that's on our website.
And are there other materials I would need to send in addition to the application form?
Yes. You would need to send in a sponsorship form indicating who will be responsible financially for the student while studying in our program, and a bank statement showing that you or your sponsor has enough money to cover tuition expenses and living costs.
And how can I send these materials to you?
You can either send the application packet by regular mail or you can fax it.
All right. I think that's about it.
Okay, great.
Oh, and what is your name?
Okay. My name is Tony Nelson. You can just call and ask for me.
Great. Thank you for your help.
No problem. And please don't hesitate to call again if you have any other questions.
Okay, goodbye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
English Language Center, how may I help you?
Yes, I've heard about your center from my classmate, and I'm calling to find out more information about your program. What kind of courses do you offer?
Well, first of all, the purpose of our program is to provide language learning opportunities for students who would like to master basic language skills, let's say for his or her job, or to study intensively to enter a U.S. college or university.
Okay. I'm calling for a friend who is interested in attending a U.S. university. Can my friend apply for the next semester?
Well, we start in March and always ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins.
All right. What is the tuition fee for a full-time student?
It's $2,030.
And how does one apply?
Well, we can send you an application and you can mail it back to us. Or you can fill out the application form that's on our website.
And are there other materials I would need to send in addition to the application form?
Yes. You would need to send in a sponsorship form indicating who will be responsible financially for the student while studying in our program, and a bank statement showing that you or your sponsor has enough money to cover tuition expenses and living costs.
And how can I send these materials to you?
You can either send the application packet by regular mail or you can fax it.
All right. I think that's about it.
Okay, great.
Oh, and what is your name?
Okay. My name is Tony Nelson. You can just call and ask for me.
Great. Thank you for your help.
No problem. And please don't hesitate to call again if you have any other questions.
Okay, goodbye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А8, А14. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Today in the studio we are talking to Ben Zaffani, an activist and member of the environmental group The Green Belt Movement in Kenya. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
Well, you know, people nowadays talk a lot about environmental issues. There is great concern about wildlife and the future of the national parks in Kenya. What's happening there?
One of the most serious environmental problems we are facing today is deforestation, which really affects both wildlife and people living around the forests. People need land for their own purposes, like growing crops and raising cattle. So they come, seize pieces of land, cut down trees and start cultivating the land. So many animals were kind of forced away. They had to leave their native habitats and find new hunting areas. That's not really a nice thing.
And what's happening to the people who actually live around the forest area?
You know, when you tend to interfere in a wild animal's habitat, you somehow create an imbalance between people and animals. And sometimes it's not really a nice thing because animals tend to come close to where people live, which is really threatening.
So do they attack people?
Not that they really attack settlements, but they do come in packs, groups, prides or herds, constantly migrating from one place to another because of deforestation. So people are vulnerable at any time.
You mean, if I lived there, I could be chased by an angry rhinoceros or an elephant?
No, actually they don't chase people. Most of the time they just pass by. But at times, you come into contact with an unusual animal. You know, animals live in packs, so when one animal is rejected from its pack, it's an angry animal. It cannot join the other packs, so it attacks anything and is extremely dangerous. It should not be disturbed. People can do nothing to help it. Anyone who dares to approach it is almost certainly doomed.
Whoa. Sounds horrible. I suppose no one would dare to try to catch these wild animals. Well, but what actually causes deforestation?
People burn wood to produce charcoal and sell it. Because as you know, people there have very poor living conditions and they try hard to earn an extra dime to support their families. Charcoal is in great demand for cooking and other odd jobs, so people don't even have to travel anywhere to sell it. It's a good job, but it's so destructive.
So, what's being done to try and remedy this, or to try and counterbalance the effect?
There are three or four large activist groups that are coming together to discuss how to reduce damage to the environment. You all know the Nobel Prize winner, Wangari Maathai, who is a leader of the Green Belt movement in Kenya. She's been trying to discourage people from destroying forests for a long time and to explain what deforestation does to the country and the environment in general and how it affects people in the forest areas. She teaches people to adjust to new conditions and environments. She moves with the times. Wangari supports national parks, conservation areas, and safari parks in the country. She helps organise small businesses to learn to earn from ecotourism in the forest areas.
Look, I've always wanted to go to Africa, and I'm just wondering if that whole safari business is really good. If everything you see on the BBC Wildlife Channel, you know, documentaries, is true to life.
It's not a cliché, but it's something you have to experience when you get there on safari. The BBC has never lied to their viewers.
Whoa, so I could be just out there, driving around in my car and on my own, just seeing all those animals?
I am afraid they won't let you drive in your own car. They provide services for you. We have in Kenya an institute called the KWS, the Kenya Wildlife Service, and it has its own wardens that are highly trained to protect you when you're in the forest. You just say where and when you want to go, what places and animals you would like to see. Tours are kind of regulated. For example, you will never be allowed to come close to feeding the animals.
All right.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Today in the studio we are talking to Ben Zafani, an activist and member of the environmental group the Green Belt Movement in Kenya. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
Well, you know, people nowadays talk a lot about environmental issues. There is great concern about wildlife and the future of the national parks in Kenya. What's happening there?
One of the most serious environmental problems we are facing today is deforestation, which really affects both wildlife and people living around the forests. People need land for their own purposes, like growing crops and raising cattle. So they come, seize pieces of land, cut down trees and start cultivating the land. So many animals were kind of forced away. They had to leave their native habitats and find new hunting areas. That's not really a nice thing.
And what's happening to the people who actually live around the forest area?
You know, when you tend to interfere in a wild animal's habitat, you somehow create an imbalance between people and animals. And sometimes it's not really a nice thing because animals tend to come close to where people live, which is really threatening.
So do they attack people?
Not that they really attack settlements, but they do come in packs, groups, prides or herds, constantly migrating from one place to another because of deforestation. So people are vulnerable at any time.
You mean If I lived there, I could be chased by an angry rhinoceros or an elephant.
No, actually, they don't chase people. Most of the time, they just pass by. But at times, you come into contact with an unusual animal. You know, animals live in packs. So when one animal is rejected from its pack, it's an angry animal. It cannot join the other packs, so it attacks anything and is extremely dangerous. It should not be disturbed. People can do nothing to help it. Anyone who dares to approach it is almost certainly doomed.
Whoa. Sounds horrible. I suppose no one would dare to try to catch these wild animals. Well, but what actually causes deforestation?
People burn wood to produce charcoal and sell it. Because as you know, people there have very poor living conditions and they try hard to earn an extra dime to support their families. Charcoal is in great demand for cooking and other odd jobs. So people don't even have to travel anywhere to sell it. It's a good job, but it's so destructive.
So, what's being done to try and remedy this, or to try and counterbalance the effect?
There are three or four large activist groups that are coming together to discuss how to reduce damage to the environment. You all know the Nobel Prize winner, Wangari Maathai, who is a leader of the Green Belt movement in Kenya. She's been trying to discourage people from destroying forests for a long time and to explain what deforestation does to the country and the environment in general and how it affects people in the forest areas. She teaches people to adjust to new conditions and environments. She moves with the times. Wangari supports national parks, conservation areas and safari parks in the country. She helps organise small businesses to learn to earn from ecotourism in the forest areas.
Look, I've always wanted to go to Africa, and I'm just wondering if that whole safari business is really good. If everything you see on the BBC Wildlife Channel, you know, documentaries, is true to life.
It's not a cliché, but it's something you have to experience when you get there on safari. The BBC has never lied to their viewers.
Whoa, so I could be just out there, driving around in my car and on my own, just seeing all those animals?
I am afraid they won't let you drive in your own car. They provide services for you. We have in Kenya an institute called the KWS, the Kenya Wildlife Service, and it has its own wardens that are highly trained to protect you when you're in the forest. You just say where and when you want to go, what places and animals you would like to see. Tours are kind of regulated. For example, you will never be allowed to come close to feeding the animals.
All right.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.